KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The N3 toll concession says they are expecting a surge in traffic coming into KwaZulu-Natal from today and throughout the weekend, with Christmas just around the corner. The N3TC says there will be continued high police visibility on the route and has cautioned drivers to be responsible. Operations such as stop and searches, as well as drug and alcohol screenings, will be conducted. The concession's Tanya Dugra says they've recorded an increase in road accidents on the highway.
Alarmingly, more than 80% of these crashes are likely to have been caused due to human errors. Reckless driver behavior, distraction, and poor decision-making can have long-lasting impact on many lives. Lawlessness appears to still be rampant on the roads.
Meanwhile, Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has called on parents and caregivers to prioritise the safety of children in vehicles. The minister revealed yesterday that 512 people have already died on the country's roads this month alone. Creasy has reminded motorists to make sure their children are properly strapped into their seatbelts.
We pulled over a car where there was a mother with two young children in the back, and she explained to me how it was entirely her democratic right not to strap her children up. And by the way, it's not your democratic right. It is the law in this country that everybody in a vehicle must be strapped in.
The KwaZulu-Natal Tourism and Film Authority says it's expecting a bumper festive season as holiday makers continue to flock to the province. It anticipates about 70% hotel occupancy in 2024. The entity's Pinky Hadebe.
The short-term rental data, such as Airbnb, for the district municipality show a steady increase between Christmas as well as the New Year period.
And abroad, the U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly rejected a Republican-led funding bill aimed at averting a government shutdown, with federal agencies due to run out of cash tonight and begin closing down at the weekend. The contentious bill would have suspended the country's borrowing limit for President-elect Donald Trump's first 2 years in office. And finally, it's the season of giving, and some KZN residents have gone all out to decorate their homes in the name of charity. In Bluff, south of Durban, a family have opened their doors until the end of December with an entrance fee of a donation of dog or cat food. Here's owner Tina Sputa, who says the donations will be distributed to two local animal shelters.
It is actually nice to know that you're doing something good for other people. It's just we've got the decorations here, so we might as well use them to the good for everybody else.
Thunder showers and showers predicted for most parts of KZN this evening. Durban, a high of 26, Margate 25, Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay and Newcastle 29, Moy River, Cokstad and Underberg 28, Ulundi 27 and Ladysmith 30. In Durban, we've got 2 metre high sea swells this morning with sunset at 4 minutes to 7. Cape Town and Johannesburg 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.